up on today's Federal Newscast. After a handful of scandals, the head of Special Operations Command announces new ethics guidance. TRICARE beneficiaries get a little bit longer to decide what kind of insurance they want. And the company the Pentagon awarded its $10 billion cloud contract wants to help defend DoD's decision. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm your host, Eric White. Its commanding general plans a top-down review of U.S. special operations with a special eye on ethics. More now from Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
General Ray Thomas III cites what he calls inexcusable and reprehensible violations of trust committed across SOCOM's formations. He calls for a 90-day review. This follows New York Times reports of a possibly alcohol-related road crash that killed a French military member and of a string of murder, drug trafficking, and sexual assault charges over the past year. I'm Tom Temin.
The Army is increasing the amount of time enlisted soldiers can spend in the service. Ranks of corporal through sergeant first class will now get an extra year or two in their positions before they must be promoted to the next rank. The Army hopes the policy decision will keep more mid-career enlisted soldiers in the service as it continues to expand. TRICARE beneficiaries have a little bit longer to decide if they want to change their health insurance plan. The Defense Health Agency is extending the deadline for the first TRICARE open season from December 10th to the end of the year. Beneficiaries can pick between the less expensive TRICARE Prime or the more comprehensive TRICARE Select plans. They can also change enrollment type to single or family. A new study from Dartmouth and the American College of Physicians finds most hospitals at the Veterans Affairs Department perform better than their private sector counterparts. The researchers reviewed VA hospitals' quality data for 121 healthcare regions and compared it with the private sector. VA provided better care in most regions, especially in treating heart failure, heart attacks, and pneumonia. Four industry associations are pushing congressional leadership to pass Senator Mark Warner's security clearance reform bill by the end of the year. The Professional Services Council, Intelligence and National Security Alliance, Aerospace Industries Association, and Northern Virginia Technology Council say they all strongly support the Modernizing the Trusted Workforce of the 21st Century Act. The organizations say the bill puts more much-needed leadership attention on security clearances by setting specific timelines for the Pentagon and others to reduce the security clearance backlog. Both chambers of Congress pass a bill to change how it handles sexual harassment claims after a year which saw more than half a dozen lawmakers resign amid allegations of sexual misconduct. The bill holds members of Congress, including those who leave office, financially liable for settlements resulting from harassment and retaliation. It also eliminates mandatory counseling and mediation for victims, as well as the cooling-off period victims are currently required to observe before filing a lawsuit or requesting an administrative hearing. The fourth and final OMB IT policy update is coming next week. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has more.
Federal CIO Suzette Kent checked off the 52nd and final task under the IT modernization strategy yesterday morning. She put in motion the release of the updated policy for the Trusted Internet Connections, or TIC, initiative. The revamped 2007 policy is expected to come out next week in the Federal Register for comment. It's the fourth and final policy update from OMB in 2018 to help remove some of the barriers around IT modernization. Kent says the work by OMB, the CIO Council, and agencies over the last year sets the foundation for more progress in 2019 and beyond. I'm Jason Miller.
More than a year into the effort, Immigration and Customs Enforcement is more than halfway done with its migration to the cloud. Chief Technology Officer David Larimore says ICE has about 45 of its 75 production systems running out of the cloud. Within 4 months, the agency has also gone from 300 servers running virtually in the cloud to about 1,200. Amazon Web Services is getting involved in Oracle's lawsuit challenging the Pentagon's Jedi Cloud contract. Details from Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
On Thursday, a federal judge granted AWS's motion to intervene in the case. The company says it has economic interests that it can't expect the government to defend. AWS claims Oracle's complaint made baseless charges about AWS and DoD having conflicts of interest in the up to $10 billion cloud procurement. In its lawsuit, Oracle claimed at least two DoD employees with ties to AWS helped influence the Jedi procurement. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
And there's a new executive to lead the General Services Administration's transition to the Next Generation Telecommunications Contract. Alan Hill is coming over to GSA from the Education Department to be the Telecommunications Services Director. He replaces Amando Gavino, who moved into a new position at GSA in July. Hill has worked at Education for the last 5 years, where he led the strategic planning, policy development, and management of all IT systems. He also has 20 years of experience with the Air Force. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. You can subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. Also follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @FederalNewscast. I'm Eric White.